Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini.
Today, family pastor Scott Torres is joined by Stephen Gilchrist, family ministry director, Renovation Church Atlanta, Aaron Gaston, next generation pastor, Thomas Road Baptist Church, Virginia, and Kevin Cloran, director of family ministry, Bedrock Community Church, Virginia. Listen in as they offer parents tools to help equip them as they disciple their children.
We'll wrap up this first session. I'd like to just steer the conversation, if you guys don't mind, kind of towards equipping parents. So it sounds like our churches are doing well, and probably most churches that are somewhat technologically savvy and that have a volunteer base when it comes to children's ministry or, say, youth ministry. One of the things I'd like for us to just maybe we can close out this time with is just talking about how might we be equipping parents to make disciples of their children. So, in essence, and Aaron maybe can even speak to this. I mean, years ago, there was a push where almost you saw the local church kind of, I don't want to say take the role of the parent, as the main discipler. That's when you had the youth group guy who, you know, parents kind of would say, okay, here you go, youth group guy, you disciple my kid now. You saw that trend, I guess, happen. And, you know, now we're at a place where we're like, okay, we don't want to be the professional disciple makers, because every Christian is called to make disciples, even parents. So let's just close this time out by talking about, okay, when it comes to parents making disciples of their children, what are some of the things you're hearing, or what's maybe some resources that you would recommend for maybe, let's say, a parent's watching this? What would you recommend? Because I think we're all, you know, trying stuff out that might be working, but on the day to day, nitty gritty, hour to hour, what are parents doing? What resources would you recommend? And maybe even what are you seeing?
Obviously when Reggie Joyner came through, family ministry started to go, think orange. You know, red is the church, yellow is the family, or vice versa. I can't quite remember which is which in the book. But this situation has forced the church to embrace that if they hadn't already. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. We don't use orange curriculum in where we are, but that concept is so important. Deuteronomy 6, the family is the discipleship maker. I mean, that's the way God designed it. And we just as a church want to launch that and leverage it and encourage it and move it forward. And so everything that we've done is trying to put parents in a place of communication of faith and of Jesus in their home. So we're just encouraging that constantly and then trying to give parents confidence to do so. Many families may come in, especially in our preschool area. We talk about this on our team all the time. Our preschool, many of the families that are coming in, the parents may have been in church maybe a portion of their life, or maybe they haven't been, but then when they had this child, all of a sudden their interests and priorities changed quite a bit. And all of a sudden now they were more open to the gospel. They wanted to see this child be raised correctly to be all that God intends that child to be. And they might not put it into those words, but that's their feeling. And then they come to church. And so then that's our opportunity to engage them, disciple the parent, and then encourage the parent, take that discipleship to their child, and don't be intimidated by doing it. So we offer lots of different resources. We provide a resource page on, we actually have a page for parents on our website, and we're constantly pushing parents to visit it. And they're just podcasts or blogs or books or Facebook groups that parents can get connected with just to be a source of information and encouragement. Every family's in a different stage and going through different things, mm-hmm. but we can just encourage them to, here's a resource list, however God's working, or maybe giving them questions that they want to discover or solve, then we can be a resource for them. And then, of course, everything that we do as far as curriculum is aligned, convenient. We try to make it as easy as possible. Every email we send to parents, it has our Sunday, lesson guide, and it literally is four steps. It's four steps. Watch the worship video, watch the video teaching, then talk about the video teaching, then pray together. Just that simple. So if I'm a dad or what have you, I have a busy schedule, I haven't done this before, I can with confidence do this with my son or with my daughter and encourage the family. We want to have faith conversations happening as much as possible. At the end of the day, okay. That's what it's about.
Okay. Stephen, Kevin?
Yeah, I'll go. So we try to build everything around this grid and this multi-layer, but I think you've already hit on it, both Scott and Aaron, is that parents are the primary disciples of their children. So we want to encourage the Great Commission, right? We want disciple makers to go and make disciples of Christ. And it's not, I think if we understand that rightly, it really takes the pressure off of parents, you know, as us parenting and trying to see our kids come to a saving knowledge of Jesus. The other piece is that, you know, practically what we do, we offer books and blogs for the parents to read. We hand out the Jesus Storybook Bible for them to give their kids and go through together. You know, it's a great tool to use at night. We have this newsletter that we and my leadership team created, which is a great resource for parents to dive in. And then I think, you know, if we can help parents to see where they fit into God's storyline, his creation, fall, redemption, restoration, meta-narrative, and we encourage them, we train them, we expect them to get involved, and then we equip them. Hey, they've got everything that they need, right? The Bible and the triune God, along with some great tools and resources, and then we can make some disciples of Christ that way.
Yeah, and the Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah, and then the last piece I'll say this is that I'm always harping on the fact that parents see their children as potential Christians, their potential brother and sister in Christ, which through the work of God can become their actual brother and sister in Christ.
That's good. That's good. Kevin, what about you?
Yeah, I think Aaron mentioned Orange, not currently using that curriculum, but we do use the Orange curriculum, and that's what it's all about, is engaging the family in the discipleship process. And I think they do a great job of providing resources, you know, through the Parent Q app that parents have access to, you know, wherever they carry a phone, they have access to lessons and scriptures and developmental, you know, research to help their kids, you know, move forward spiritually, physically, emotionally, and so forth. They have the God Time cards that we send out. And if you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday have opportunities to connect with the lesson that was provided on Sunday. I'm currently getting familiar with a resource called Playlister that allows me to put together a playlist for parents to use. So along with the video content, we can also incorporate our own, you know, video content on that and other slides. You know, our small group leaders can have a moment to speak to the kids all within that same video. So it's a kind of a playlist for videos and images that parents can engage with at home and kind of teach their kids what we're doing that we would do on a Sunday morning. You know, those resources are incredibly helpful. A lot of our families are utilizing those resources, and hopefully with this quarantine, they'll be using them even more moving forward, because, you know, more families now are engaging on our Facebook parents page than ever. And hopefully, you know, when we come out of this, that'll continue, and we'll be able to just build upon the things that we're doing on Sunday.
All right, well, we'll pause at that. And guys, thanks again for joining with me. We'll talk again in another session, but for now, we'll leave it at that.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.